Pakistan kicked off their ICC Women's Cricket World Cup qualifier campaign with a 38-run win over Ireland at Qaddafi Stadium on Wednesday, powered by half-centuries from Alia Riaz and Sidra Amin and a 4-wicket haul by Diana Baig. Batting first, Pakistan posted a modest total of 217 before being bowled out in 49 overs. The home side recovered from an early setback, with opener Gul Firozah falling for 4 in just the second over. Sidra Amin and Muniba Ali steadied the innings with a 77-run stand for the second wicket, before Muniba departed for 32 off 59 balls. Sidra then partnered with Alia Riaz to add 72 more runs, pushing the total past 150. Sidra was dismissed in the 36th over for 51 off 112 deliveries, while Alia top scored with a brisk 52 off 58 balls, featuring 4 boundaries and a 6. However, her exit triggered a lower order collapse, with Pakistan losing their final 6 wickets for just 42 runs. Ireland's Jane Maguire led the bowling attack with 3 for 33 in 10 overs, while Arlene Kelly and Cara Murray picked up 2 wickets each. In reply, Ireland were bowled out for 179 in 44 overs, despite promising innings from captain Gabby Lewis and Amy Hunter, who both scored 44. Their 69-run partnership kept Ireland in contention until Nashra Sandhu removed both in quick succession, derailing the chase. Orla Prendergast added 37, but the lower order failed to resist Pakistan's bowlers. Diana Baig spearheaded the attack with figures of 4 for 28, while Sandhu took 3 for 29 and Sajia Iqbal chipped in with 2 wickets. Baig was named player of the match for her match-winning spell. In the day's other match, Scotland secured a narrow 11-run victory over West Indies to begin their qualifier campaign on a high note.